Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
I don't want to be a church or ecclesia that look like clowns, and we can't even interpret what the Bible is saying. We don't understand the hermeneutics of the Bible. We don't understand the hermeneutical process. We don't understand the exegesis of the Bible. We don't understand how to exegetically go in and interpret Scripture. I don't want to be that. I want to be an educated church. I want to be a church that has understanding of what God is saying in His Word and what God is doing in this end time hour. I don't know about you guys, but I want to be educated. I want to have understanding. And I want you guys to have understanding. Not taking away of us doing, I guess you can call it church aerobics. Not taking away from that. But my mentors, when they have healing crusades, I don't see all of that. I see people laid out, or I see people that, if they do get touched, they start shaking, and then they pass out, and then they get healed and stuff like that. But usually, when you're doing all that, I don't see it. It has happened. People have got healed doing that, yeah, because of the service. The glory was in the service. But usually, that stuff, it ain't doing nothing. It ain't edifying anything. I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm not trying to offend you, but I'm trying to educate you. And I come from that myself. But God is saying, have understanding in the season, this hour, what I'm doing. I'm trying to, guys, I'm trying to take you to a new dimension. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to take you to a new level. The sons of Issachar had understanding of space. They had understanding of how to obtain wealth. They had an anointing, an Issachar anointing to get wealth and to have understanding of what God was doing at that particular time. People of God, I release upon you more of God's understanding of what God is doing in the body of Christ right here and right now. I release this upon you to have understanding of what God is doing in KCI Worldwide. Which way He is taking us.
Yes, God.
Because He's taking us a certain way. He's taking us a certain level, and a certain level in a certain dimension. He's moving us beyond our wildest imagination and our wildest thoughts. But you got to understand it. Don't you know some people, don't you know that if you don't have understanding of what God is doing, we can allow our emotions to get in the middle of that. And if our emotions get in that can, God will be like, I was trying to do this to help you out, but you got so emotional and you got upset at me, or you got depressed, and I didn't intend that for that to be. That's why you got to have an understanding. What my old pastor, super, my wife's father, used to say a lot. He said, you can't make sound decisions being emotional.
That's right.
And that's what I teach too. Because your emotions can have you super high one day and you super low one day. You can't make a sound decisions off of emotions. You got to make sound decisions off of the word and off of having faith and off of having understanding. That's why when people say they love me, I say the emotions is high right now. I just lay hands on you, you felt the fire of God. But will you love me after all of this pass, after you get in your car, you go home? And that's only going to come if you have understanding. Understanding that apostle had to rebuke you that day. But it don't mean that he was trying to hurt you or cut you down. It means he was trying to pull more out of you. When you have understanding, that's when emotions take a back seat. The sons of Issachar, they had understanding. The Bible talks about they had the heart of God. They wanted David to be king. They sided with David, basically, versus Saul, against Saul, because they understood what God was doing. They understood that God was removing Saul, and he was raising up a new king that was after his own heart. The sons of Issachar had the heart of God. People of God, God wants you to have the heart, have his heart inside of you, even as the sons of Issachar did.
Hallelujah.
They wanted David to be king. Read your Bible. The sons of Issachar were for David. They wanted to make David king. 200 of them. There was a tribe of them. You people of God are in a tribe, what I call the kingdom tribe. Not a religious tribe, not tradition or anything like that, and we always progressing. All of us got still some religion in us, and God is progressing us because me personally, I got some religion in me that I'm trying to get, trying to ask God to take out of me. But that's the thing, I'm seeking him to take it out of me.
Yeah.
I want him to take it out of me. Every day, any person to tell you that they reached it or they made it, they lying. And the truth, the Bible says that they're liars and the truth is not in them.
Amen.
I ain't been doing nothing but giving you word after word after word. I ain't giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the word of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything me and my wife teach is going to be based from the foundation of this word.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. People of God, God is calling us to have understanding. He's calling us to be like the sons of Issachar, to understand what he's doing in this hour and in this time. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm getting ready to close. I took out my wife's notes and I set it on the desk by the computer and I said, "You gonna help me preach?" And she started laughing. She said, "No, I'm not. You gonna preach this whole message just like you did Friday at the church." I gotta get because I'm gonna tell you something. We seen a husband and wife team. I don't know, a few months ago down here in Jacksonville, and they was teaching together, and that was kind of different. I've seen it before, but the way they did it was so awesome and so amazing. And they was teaching together, and I said, "I want to do that." And then it was prophesied even before that from another apostle. He said, "You guys are going to start teaching the tag teaming a lot." So that's when we start developing, I start seeking God, we start developing tag teaming. And I come to find out a lot of people like that, because what some people can't get from me, they can get from her. What some people can't get from her, they can get from me. And it's just also, it's just a cool thing to do anyway. I just liked it. But sometimes, though, we can be a little long-winded and we can just keep on going and the Holy Spirit will just take over. But I always, and I want this for future pastors to understand this, if you a husband and wife team, I always like for my wife as the elect lady and as, you know, my co-pastor, I always like for her to have words, because this goes back to what I was saying, that the women just don't sit and look pretty. I want her to have words because the first lady always should be before the people. The people want to hear from her. She should always have something, even if it's a few words to say to the people. And this is why a lot of times when people are hosting, I say call upon Apostle April at the end, let her have words, because that creates a sense of awareness in the people. So for those who are going into pastoral leadership, if you're a man, always have, even if you preach at the end, sometime have your wife have words. That's just wisdom. And this is why we do that. Glory to God. So, but as far as preaching, sometimes the Holy Spirit just takes over, and I don't know, I just can't help myself. I just get to talking and talking and talking. But I give God all the glory. I hope you guys learned something. I heard some dings. Mm-hmm. I heard some of you all log on a little bit late. You can get this playback information on our website. We're trying to transfer a lot of stuff over to the website. We're trying to transfer a lot of stuff over to the website. Guys, you who host on Sundays, start putting the website out there so people can go to the website. You still talk about the Facebook and Twitter and stuff and things like that, but put the website out there because we want more people to go to the website, because Apostle April, Dr. April, she did an amazing job putting that website together. She created that website, people of God, and she did an awesome. Glory to God for our pastor April doing that. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but that website, that's one of the best websites I've seen as far as a church website. You got to understand, it's not all churchy. You know, we don't want to be like that. Number one, that's why it's called Kingdom Centers. We are a center of resources for the people. I don't want to have that churchy feel. Not saying that that's wrong. If that's your thing, you got the red carpet and all of that. You go to the website, you got crosses everywhere. Praise God for you. But I don't want to have that churchy feel. I want to be able to have a feel, even when it comes down to the website, that it can relate to the younger generation. It can relate to somebody that hasn't been in church all their life. And that's what we're trying to create here. here, KCI, so people can relate and feel. It ain't all churchy and stuff like that. Like I said, if that's your thing, that's your thing, but I don't want that. And I'm starting to see more pastors come out of that and come into a fresh feel, a new feel. The Bible says God will do a new thing. So I believe God is doing a new thing in this hour, and he's doing a new thing in this end time. Glory to God. But I talked about, amen, glory to God. I talked about the sons of Issachar today for a reason, because I want you guys to understand what God is taking KCI and what he's doing, glory to God. I expounded on it more so in church Friday at our church. I expounded more on it. So for the guys that were there, everybody that was there, you guys had an understanding of that. But right now, I want our own Dr. A. Prell to take over and expound on where God is taking KCI.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 The Issachar anointing. I thank God for Apostle. You just preached the word of God. Hallelujah. I would have came behind you and shared something, but I thank God for the Holy Spirit stepping in. So with that being said, people of God, we are truly on a dynamic wave from God. He is truly positioning us. I didn't ask her to speak today, but I wanted to know, is Maisha on the line? And if she is, are you able to talk?
No.
Hey, I am on the line, but I actually cannot talk because I'm at work.
Okay, I figured. I said she may be at work. All right, fine. I'll excuse you. I guess that's a reason. But I called on her. Because she encouraged our hearts after service, and I love the analogy, the metaphor, I should say, that God gave her for us. But she was sharing with us about what God showed her about this ministry and particularly about the leaders. And she said while she was praying, while she was thinking about us, she said God gave her a vision of a slingshot. And most of us know what a slingshot is. You usually get a white shaped twig, and you put some rope or some type of rubber band, and then that's when you get a pebble and you kind of, you know, put it in there and you pull it back and it goes and hits the target. Normally you do it when you're trying to hunt for animals or something. But nevertheless, the Lord gave her a slingshot because he was telling her that when you have the ministry, if you can just envision with me, the ministry, the leaders, which is Andrew and myself, being that pebble that you place in the middle of that rubber band as you pull back on the slingshot. He said, this is the ministry, this is the leader. But if you notice, it seems like you're going backwards. But you have to always remember that it is my hand. This is God talking. This is my hand that is pulling the ministry and pulling the leaders back. He said, but when you're going backwards, there's also a moment where you're stagnant. And it seems like in that stagnation, nothing's growing. There aren't new members that are joining. There aren't any type of major outbreaks or miracles for the ministry or even for the leaders. It seems like you're just at a point of a standstill. And he said, but understand that when you get to that point, when after we pull back on that rubber band as far as we can go, there's a moment where it's stagnant, where it's still. But if you notice, while you're in that slingshot mode, the reason why it's still is because we're trying to aim. He said, I'm aiming the ministry right now in this current season. It may seem like it's stagnant. It may seem like you're taking a step backwards, but I'm aiming you. And once I've aimed you, I'm going to release. And if you've noticed that when you release that pebble, that rock, and in this example, the ministry, the leaders, they're going to propel into acceleration, into greatness beyond their wildest imagination. And I just said, God, I thank you for that. We were encouraged by her sharing what the Lord placed on her heart for us, because that's exactly what we are doing. We were able to attend the art conference. We were able to attend a lot of different things. We were able to go, well, number one, we were able to go in Jacksonville to the leadership conference, and then we were able as well to go just to Bradenton just last week, to Bradenton, Florida. And there the Lord gave us confirmation. We were almost Most of you all know the story. We almost weren't going to go. We were going to just go ahead and just say, forget it, we'll do it next year. But the Lord spoke to me and said, I have one connection, one divine connection for you. And I said, okay, I hear you, Lord, we're going to go. And we almost didn't go again. But the Lord reminded me, he said, go. There is one connection. And if you miss this connection, it is going to set you back years. And I said, oh, God, you spoke it. I don't want to go back years. I need to go forward. And we went, and the Lord surely did. I don't have enough time to explain how he divinely connected us, because it seemed like it wasn't going to happen. But God strategically picked us up and walked us to this individual. It was amazing how he brought us together. But nevertheless, people of God, God is showing us we have been fasting, praying, asking to win souls, to make this ministry. God has given us a mega vision. So how do we get to that mega vision? How do we fulfill it? And God was sharing with us in this whole movement of going to this leadership conference exactly what we should do. And the bottom line, people of God, is that the Lord has showed us that in our live service, we want a live presence. We want to be able to draw people who need to know the Lord, who have not known God on a personal relationship, but we need to launch right. We need a firm foundation. People are more independent in their thinking and in their beliefs. Since the times of our generations before us and how they used to go out and erect tents, and they were more Christian-minded, and matter of fact, God was in the schools. You know, all of that has changed now. So we have to change also our approach and make it more relevant, make it more applicable for the community. Part of the vision of KCI is to be a resource to the community. We are going to feed you in the spirit. All of you all can agree that spiritually you all get fed. Things are changing, and I'm excited about that change. But don't you know the Bible talks about business? It says in business, be men, be integral. In business, be responsible, be sound-minded, be sober-minded, and he will trust you. The faithful over few, he'll make you ruler over many. So we ask right now that you pray for this ministry, continue to intercede and pray for the leader, continue to cover yourself in the blood and keep your mind strong. You have an awesome opportunity to be a part of a great movement of God. We love you so very much. I'm grateful for you, Apostle, for what you've spoken. I'm grateful for you, Apostle, for how you use the women in this ministry, how you break down the word of God, how you're not afraid of the faces of the people, how you're not afraid to speak and preach what God is saying, even if it's not popular. I thank God for your courage and your boldness, because we feed off of your boldness. The women in this ministry feed off your boldness. I feed off of your boldness and your courage, your strength.
Amen.
Hold on to it. And I thank God for that, because what you're doing is awesome. And I know God is pleased. So be encouraged, Apostle. Be encouraged and know that God is with us. And the best is yet to come. Our ladder is greater. Our ladder
yes.
is greater. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the minds of man the things that God has in store for us. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or see. God is going to blow our minds. He's going to supply every need. And I'm telling you, this is going to be a move like never before.
Amen.
There is hungry. The world out there, they need hope. The world out there, they're needing to anchor in something sound. There are people out here that are tired of hearing these itchy messages, these loud-sounding symbol messages. They're ready for substance. And there are people who are ready to be movers and shakers. And there are people out here who are ready to be now, hallelujah, on fire for God, walk in dominion. They want that dominion power. Didn't know that they were called down here to be superheroes for God, ambassadors for God. And we are going to equip them and teach them and send them out to the world to preach the gospel.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow
into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.